This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Washington Post says President Trump ordered a hold on military aid to Ukraine 1 week before making a phone call to the Ukrainian president to congratulate him on winning the election.
President Trump at the United Nations in New York City for the annual General Assembly meeting. He's asked by reporters if he put any pressure on the leader of Ukraine during their July phone call to investigate Joe Biden's son Hunter. He made a lot of money from a gas company in Ukraine while his dad was vice president.
There was no pressure put on them whatsoever. I put no pressure on them whatsoever. I could have.
The White House considering releasing the transcript.
That's correspondent Robin Walensky. Puerto Rico has been hit by a magnitude 6.0 earthquake. No major damage reported. It comes just as Tropical Depression Karen is nearing Puerto Rico. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I won't.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A decision on the legality of Georgia's new abortion law now in the hands of a U.S. district judge. The president of Planned Parenthood Southeast, Stacey Fox, says they're expecting the law will never take effect.
Every time that these bans have been challenged in court, they have been enjoined, which means they have not gone into effect. So we expect that to be the outcome here.
The legislation passed by Georgia's state lawmakers this year would prohibit abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected or about 6 weeks into a pregnancy. CNN President Jeff Zucker says there was never a threat to workers at the network after the arrest of a soldier accused of a bombing plot. Zucker emailed workers saying that they never were in danger and the company's security team keeps track of situations like that one daily. Army soldier Jarrett William Smith accused of discussing an attack on that network. Remember to find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Florida school resource officer who handcuffed and arrested two elementary school kids is now out of a job. Orlando Police Chief Orlando Rolon was announcing yesterday that Officer Dennis Turner was fired for the arrests last week of the two six-year-old kids without getting the approval of a watch commander. The department says the approval is required for the arrest of anybody under the age of 12. An L.A. business executive said to be sentenced today in the college admissions scandal. Devin Sloan, the founder and CEO of a water treatment company who paid $250,000 to get his son admitted to the University of Southern California. And relatives of the late mobster James Whitey Bulger have filed a wrongful death lawsuit against several U.S. agencies, saying in the suit against the Department of Justice, Bureau of Prisons, and Marshals Service that Bulger's placement into general population at Hazleton Penitentiary in West Virginia was an intentional act due to a conspiracy to cause injury and death. The family wants $200 million. Bulger was serving life in prison for his role in 11 murders when he was killed last October. And if you didn't get a chance to order Hormel's limited edition pumpkin spice spam, it looks like you're out of luck. It went on sale at Walmart.com and Spam.com yesterday morning, and less than 7 hours later, it was all sold out. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. How you doing? Boy, I'll tell you, was it crazy on everything you saw on TV regarding our kids getting out of school to go and strike following this activist from Sweden, 16-year-old Greta Thunberg, leading America's teenagers in a strike of school to protest climate change? Well, fortunately for us, we have one of the best experts to talk about climate change. He's been on with us many times, and he's also our go-to guy when these things come up so that we can separate myth from, you know, from fact here. Gregory Wrightstone joins us, the geologist, climate contrarian, author of The Inconvenient Facts. Greg, thank you so much for coming on at last minute notice here, but I thought we needed to bring some sobriety to all this emotion that's been flying around, brought to you by our Parent Teachers Association and activist teachers that have our kids all worried, and not to mention a 16-year-old from Sweden. I mean, her plea on TV was pretty dramatic. I think maybe she should be up for an Emmy or something.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I attended our climate strike rally on Friday, and you're right, it was rank exploitation of children. They're using them to promote this climate alarmist agenda, but you can't hardly blame the kids, you know?
No, well,
the way
but,
I look
but
at
the deal
it,
is, but the kids need to be empowered in such a way, Greg, to ask questions. And I know it's difficult because, look, you got teachers there that are spouting off this kind of doctrine that is, you know, it's questionable at best. And you would hope that our teachers, you know, their number one goal should be to arrest the curiosity of these kids in such a way that causes them
absolutely
to be critical thinkers, right?
Oh, absolutely. I believe stupid things when I was their age. I mean, right, for crying out loud, I was a member of the Socialist Workers Party for a small period of time, and mm-hmm, you know, I believe stupid things. They're being exploited by the adults, and it was telling. I went there with a videographer. Mm-hmm. We did the man on the street interviews for Fox News. They were up that night, and what really struck me, several things. One was the sheer ignorance, if you'll forgive me, of the adults that were in the crowd.
Yes.
By ignorance, I mean the ignorance of the facts about climate change and our changing climate, what's driving it, what the effects are. The amount of misinformation I heard was staggering. Mm-hmm. And every one of those students, you can imagine what they had to say, right? We have 12 years left. We have to get rid of fossil fuels. We have to go to wind and solar. The big thing I heard was we're nearing the sixth extinction, great mass extinction. No, we're not.
Right.
And just completely, They talked about fires increasing. No, they're not. They're talking about hurricanes increasing. Again, no, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Just lies right. And lies. But I'm not saying the children are lying. I'm saying they're misinformed. It's the adults that are lying to the children.
Right.
And they're
But they've become instruments of the adults' agenda, which is very suspect at best, because here we are, you know, getting ready to go into a 2020 election, and they see this as a potential wedge issue to influence votes. That's what this is all about. You know, a perpetrated lie using, I mean, they know no bounds. I mean, they're using our kids, and they have to ship in a passionate Swedish activist, 16 years old. This is how desperate they've become, Greg. And hopefully people with critical thinking and critical minds can look at this and see it for what it is. It is an all-out push by the leftist agenda to, you know, throw it all aside and utilize our kids as, you know, tools of their greater, you know, their greater plan and utopian ideas.
Yeah, that... You're talking about Greta Thunberg, the Swedish 16-year-old that
correct.
That they dress up to look like Pippi Longstockings and make her look like she's 12 years old. Well, she's not 12. She's 16 years old. She's a young woman,
right.
Not a child. And she represents just she's the epitome of virtue signaling with her. She says, "Well, I want to go to the climate conference at the UN, but I'm not going to fly because that'll increase my carbon footprint, of course, which will lead to climate catastrophe." So they sailed her over in a racing yacht. Well, number one, the racing yacht had nary a bit of wood. It was constructed out of petroleum products, the
right.
racing yacht she sailed over on. It took her a month to get here,
right.
And then they had to fly the crew, four-man crew, home and fly a new crew in. All for one little girl, excuse me, one young woman
mm-hmm.
that didn't want to fly.
Right.
And it's, you know, I just get, you know, these kids who were at these strikes, they could have gone to school that day.
Right.
But you know what? They would have been indoctrinated there. Or they could have gone to the strike and then be indoctrinated there. They're going to see her the same place, the same thing in school or at the strike.
Right.
And the other big takeaway, Bill, that I had with this was the strong, strong anti-capitalist socialist message that a lot of the people had there.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a lot of signs that said system change, not climate change. In other words,
yes.
they want to bring down governments.
Yeah. This is a fundamental change of America all over again, brought to you by Barack Obama and his administration. Gregory, let me ask you this, though. You know, the thought that came to mind was that, you know, as we were looking into this and, you know, part of this outrage has to be, you know, Greta had made this statement about all the plastic, you know, as being proof and, you know, the environment, how this is going on, and going, wait a minute, you know, the top 10 ranked rivers transport 88 to 95% of the global load of plastics into the sea. This is according to a hydrogeologist who led this study from Germany's Helmholtz Center for Environmental Research. Okay,
and none of them are here.
None of them are here. Exactly. So, you know, the thought came to mind is that America has been the leader when it comes to stewardship of the planet. Time and again, we have done some things. Are there more things we can do? Possibly, but we have to do it when there is, you know, there's some cooperation and we can have a discussion about it, not when we're in hyper-emotional states and we're having to deal with a bunch of lies. That just slows the process down. But that aside, America has led the way, has it not?
Absolutely. You and I are both, we're both environmentalists and conservationists.
Sure.
We both want cleaner air, cleaner water. We don't want to see the planet destroyed. And I think you would agree with me, if indeed CO2 emissions by us and increasing, we're going to destroy the planet in 10 years, we'd both be on board with it.
Well, of course. Yeah,
we'd be
feeding cows Beano, so their
right.
hyperfinations would not endanger the masses of humanity.
But it's not, Bill.
Yeah.
I see an Earth that's thriving and prospering. I see an Earth that's greening, and humanity's benefiting by that. And we see, as you know, I'm a big proponent of how we get to, that we need to use all of Earth's resources for the betterment of mankind, but do it as good stewards. You stand with me on that philosophy. I'm
exactly.
sure you do.
Exactly.
And that's what we need to promote.
Well, I want to also promote, and we talked about this yesterday, your app that is available. Explain to them. We've got about 20 seconds left here as we wrap things up, Greg.
Yeah, go to the App Store, Google Play, search for Inconvenient Facts. The book has been sold out. Inconvenient Facts has been sold out for 2.5 weeks. It'll be restocked October 1st, they say. So Amazon, they can't keep the book in stock. Sales have exploded. And
well, pursue the truth no matter where it leads, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it, buddy.
My name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is sponsored by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. With the first ever World Narcolepsy Day on Sunday, September 22nd, narcolepsy advocate and president and CEO of Project Sleep, Julie Flygar, is driving awareness about narcolepsy and sleep health.
Narcolepsy is an under-recognized sleep disorder that is often misdiagnosed. Many people with narcolepsy experience symptoms for many years before receiving an accurate diagnosis. Children with narcolepsy are especially at risk for delays in diagnosis since there is a general lack of awareness among physicians that narcolepsy can be a pediatric condition. In fact, more than half of people with narcolepsy say their symptoms started before the age of 18. That's why getting an appropriate assessment by a sleep specialist is extremely important. Knowledge is power. This World Narcolepsy Day helps raise awareness, learn more, and celebrate narcolepsy heroes.
For more information, visit ProjectSleep.com or take the Narcolepsy Symptom Screener and find a sleep specialist at MoreThanTired.com.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are. Good to have you with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're going to get into Peter Schweitzer's report that's been out for quite a while. And typical of anything that Peter Schweitzer does, it's brain numbing. And it takes a while for the mainstream media and everybody to catch up with it. But it doesn't take away from the brilliance. But to wrap up things, as we were talking about with Gregory Wrightstone, I appreciate him coming on at the last minute. He was just on with us last week. But, of course, after everything broke loose last Friday and over the weekend with all the kids coming together and doing this, striking from school day and, all about climate and everything, I thought it was really important for us to, again, kind of balance out all this emotion with the facts. And as I mentioned earlier in this one report, here we are, we got this hyper concern about our straws, right? Oh, this is contributory. It's, putting all the plastics in the ocean and everything. In fact, when I was in Hawaii this last time, I contributed to 4Ocean. They're making bracelets, which is really cool, bracelet that they're making. That is made from recycled materials, from the, from the plastics out in the ocean. And I may have mentioned to you when we were out there, Bob Waliszewski from Focus on the Family, dear friend, he and his daughter are out in the ocean quite a bit. In fact, she's a captain, boat captain, and, told us about, the turtles having what they call bubble butt because they're consuming the plastics that are out there in the ocean. I mean, it's pathetic and heartbreaking to think that the animals are incidentally consuming these plastics, and as a result, they got what they call bubble butt. You can imagine, right? Sticking out the, how embarrassing. It sticks outside their shell and everything, and, rather deleterious, to say the least. Anyway, this was reported. I'd never heard anything about it before. But, clearly we see, the plastics floating around, and we think, wow, this is a serious problem. And we need to be vigilant about it, no matter where you are. But let's keep it in perspective. And the problems where the planet is being overloaded with plastics, they happen to be in the areas with the highest population. So we're looking at India and China. But a lot of focus on America because we have some hypersensitivity to it and we're ripe for all this emotion and manipulation that's going on. So, hey, why not? Let's bring a 16-year-old from Sweden. Let's do all this stuff. And, I mean, her plea at the United Nations was unbelievable. I mean, she was just... I say unbelievable because... It's the hyper rhetoric and hyperbole was beyond the pale in talking about the dire straits that were there. There's no really true scientific agreement. Okay, there is some scientific, I would say, maybe some publicity and press on this, but I'm not seeing agreement from the scientists. And don't use that old tried saying that, well, Bill, 90% of the scientists agree. Hey, look, I've said before, reason would tell you, you can't even get scientists in one room. 90% of the scientists agree the sky's blue, much less this whole discussion about climate change. And unfortunately, what's compromised the whole discussion is the government has rewarded this kind of false narrative. We keep spending the people's money instead of really getting, an objective viewpoint. Academia, everything is sold out on this deal. They are absolutely convinced Al Gore wins an Oscar, for Inconvenient Truth and all this stuff. And it's like, wait a minute, what of Al Gore's predictions came about? Any other people who have predicted Jesus coming back again or the end of the world, they've been marginalized and we don't listen to them anymore. But yet, for some reason, this continues to have staying power because the media will not let it go. They just hold on to this narrative. And so it makes them complicit in this lie that's being thrust, upon the American people. And as Greg says, look, we're all stewards. We're all environmentalists. Who wants to live in an environment where you're choking? I mean, I grew up choking in Southern California. We routinely would have to deal with smog coughing because of the amount of smog that was in Southern California. But again, you get environmentalists working with reasonable people within the government and industry, And for the most part, I mean, you go a long way in solving the problem. You can actually breathe again in Southern California, although I guess maybe the air was so clean for so long that the local government there or the state decided to do something crazy. And so now we have homelessness, feces, drug needles, everything, you know, now infiltrating Los Angeles and San Francisco. I mean, it's just absolutely heartbreaking what's happening to that state. And meanwhile, it's like this, you know, the government there is shrugged. And but see, this is the problem that we have, is the government wants you to rely on them, but when they fail to do their job, what have we done? We've spent all this money, they've used up a lot of tax money in the process, and what have they provided for us? You know, more of the same. Okay, that aside, the other thing I wanted to address is this controversy with Joe Biden and his son, and how this is, you know, this grand attempt by the Democrats to flip this on Donald Trump. I mean, this is ridiculous. Peter Schweitzer, again, who's been on the show many times, and he'll probably, we're hoping to have him on next week. He's got a little exclusive thing he's got to do with Mark Levin, which... I got a little bit of an issue with that. And if Mark Levin was on, I would tell him. You know, this whole idea of the media, you know, claiming exclusives on people, I think it's galling. Because not anyone, I don't care if you're Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, you go down the list, you don't command 100% of the listening or viewing audience. You have a percent, okay? And in many cases, it's, you know, less than 5%. But for that, you want to say, look, I'm important, I'm significant enough, so I want to claim exclusivity. So Peter Schweitzer is not going to be able to talk to anybody because he made a promise, and Peter is a man of integrity, and he agreed to Mark Levin's stipulation that he would not talk with any other media. But yet, information has been out there for a couple of years. In fact, Peter Schweitzer, 2.5 years ago, reported on Secret Empires, this whole Joe Biden, you know, and Biden family confluence and this abuse of power. He brought it out. But typical, again, in previous conversations we had with Peter, you know, because one of many that we've had, when we talked about the uranium, you know, sellout of uranium properties that was sold to the Russians via Hillary Clinton. And Peter reported on this three years earlier. And it took a while, and the media picked up on it a little bit, but it took about 3 years. And I asked Peter, I said, Peter, why does it take so long? He goes, well, it's just the way it is. It's not convenient for them. It doesn't fit with their agenda. And they kind of just let it sit there to see what happens until it finally hibernates enough and rises to the top where they just are forced because of, you know, public discourse and public pressure. They're forced to report on it. But I'll tell you, once they report on it, then they try to get out of it as quickly as possible, which is what they did. This should have been a huge deal. I mean, for all the sensitivity about Russia and everything that we've been dealing with Russia for the last, 3 years and the amount of expense that we've gone through, Hillary Clinton sells 20% of the country's uranium to Russia. And here it is, this evil player that is not interested in America First ideals. Anything America. The only thing they're interested in is the demise of America, because they want, you know, the old oligarchy and the old Russia to come back into play and to control everything. That's what they want. And the same thing as these other players, whether it's China or Iran, these forces in the Middle East. And we're going to be talking to the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel. David Rubin is going to be coming on. We're going to talk more about that. But anyway, again, you have got to engage your critical thinking to see what's going on here. So Joe Biden admits that he's got this issue. And we had a soundbite, so we'll have to play it in another segment here. But he clearly admits that he did this, that he worked this angle, that he withheld money, was going to withhold money. He told him, he said, look, I got 6 hours, I'm on a plane, and we don't get this resolved, this guy's been fired, I'm out of here, you're going to lose out on, you know, $1 billion. And he laughed about it. I mean, it was like Harry Reid, again, laughing about, you know, the exposure and the lie that he put about Mitt Romney's, you know, income tax, if you remember. Same kind of attitude. How arrogant. But then he claims, oh, it's a foul, and you got to look at Trump, it's Trump. And, oh my gosh, it's never ending. Do not give up your critical thinking, ladies and gentlemen, especially right now when it's most important.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Washington Post says President Trump ordered a hold on military aid to Ukraine 1 week before making a phone call to the Ukrainian president to congratulate him on winning the election.
President Trump at the United Nations in New York City for the annual General Assembly meeting. He's asked by reporters if he put any pressure on the leader of Ukraine during their July phone call to investigate Joe Biden's son Hunter. He made a lot of money from a gas company in Ukraine while his dad was vice president.
There was no pressure put on them whatsoever. I put no pressure on them whatsoever. I could have.
The White House considering releasing the transcript.
That's correspondent Robin Walensky. Puerto Rico has been hit by a magnitude 6.0 earthquake. No major damage reported. It comes just as Tropical Depression Karen is nearing Puerto Rico. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Ready or not, and just like that, here we are. We're back with you, America. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. And all the information that you need to know when it comes to your money, it's America's Money Answers Man. Who else? Jordan Goodman. Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Always good to be with you. Hey, by the way, you know, people are asking, say, oh, you know, and even though we tell them, so we're going to tell them up front, we'll tell them at the end as well. How can they be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I get emails from you folks all the time, and glad to help all kinds of resources, ways to help people with their personal finances.
Well, without a doubt. Well, on the big headline, this whole situation with Saudi Arabia, it's clear now, based on the latest news reports, that Iran was the bad guy, so we'll see what happens here.
Yeah, I don't think the Houthi rebels know how to run cruise missiles. Yes.
You think?
Yeah, I don't think so.
How can they do that? I mean, they had to have the ability to send it out there and kind of reverse course and come back from the other side, yeah, right?
It's clearly Iran. So the question is, how are we going to respond, we and the Saudis? Now, we could kind of give them a break and not do anything. We could hit some of their oil fields. There's a lot of different possibilities. But the concern is that we're going to create an outright hot war in the Middle East. Right. Now, oil prices shot up on Monday, immediately after, you know, that which happened on Saturday. But then they came back down again because Saudis say that they're going to get most of their production back by the end of September. So it's not as big a deal as we thought it was or when it first hit. It took out basically half their production.
But don't you love the oil people, though? They're not about to let a good crisis go to waste. They wasted no time in raising the rates, but meanwhile, President Trump wanted to assure everybody that we had plenty of oil in reserves, so it shouldn't be a problem.
We do. We're producing about 13 million barrels a day in the U.S. We're the largest producers in the world now. Right. And we do have the strategic oil reserve if we ever needed to tap into that as well. So, yes, there's not a supply issue right now. But if we get a hot war in the Middle East, there could be a supply problem.
Right.
I mean, if the Iranians block the Strait of Hormuz, which they could do easily with mines, that cuts off roughly 25% of the world's oil supply coming from Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and so on. So if it escalates, that's what I think people are worried about. But it was interesting that when you had the surprise, oil only went up like $5 a barrel. Mm-hmm. Had this been 20 years ago, oil would have gone to $100 a barrel,
exactly.
Something like that. But because the U.S. is much more self-sufficient, it has much of a muted impact.
And I think that was the thing that was a bit scary, because they were quick to project that it might be going to $100 a barrel only because of past history, right?
Well, that's right. But the difference now is the U.S. with the fracking and the shale revolution, we're actually exporting oil.
Those things the Democrats want to take out of play here.
Right. Well, they want to ban oil altogether, basically. Mm-hmm. I guess we're all going to do on solar planes. I'm not quite sure how that works.
Yeah, exactly.
back to the real world here. We need oil, and it's a big part of the economy. One of the things that's been helping the economy has been the fall in oil prices until this happened.
Exactly.
Oil got down to like $53 a barrel. At the pump, it's been well below $3 a gallon. That's like giving a tax cut to Americans. Mm-hmm. So that's been a very positive part, except in the states. That are the oil-producing states, the eight states like Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Alaska, South Dakota, that kind of thing.
Well, it goes to show you here a bit, Jordan, that the pressure that the United States has on Iran is tightening. There's no
Correct.
Doubt about it. And even though they're leaning on the Russians and China and North Korea, that's not enough to get them over the hump or allow them to sustain any kind of defense against the United States economically.
Right. We've actually increased the sanctions since that. And there are other things we can do, not militarily, but we can hit them with a cyber attack, for example.
Right.
We've already frozen a lot of their assets. They're hurting. And they are really hurting. And the people of Iran are not happy about this either, because they're feeling the impact of the sanctions with inflation and just shortages of things. It's just a disaster there. So it's almost like a cornered cat, when they strike out when they were in a desperate situation.
And you can't blame them, but it's a wait-and-see situation to see if the people there come out en masse on the streets and come against this government, because it's a bit of a game of chicken here. I mean, who's going to give up first? The Iranians are hope upon hope that the United States folds before they do, but
they're in a worse situation. And I mean, to have an outright war would be bloody on both sides, but Iran's in a much worse position to handle that. I mean, basically, the only people buying their oil are China and India today.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the world has an embargo on them. So that's the only thing they've got to sell other than revolution, basically.
Right.
So they're in bad shape.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the Fed cutting rates, huh?
Right.
More?
So the Fed's cut rates by a quarter point.
Mm-hmm.
And so that brings the Fed funds rate that they control from 2.25% down to 2%, and the prime rate goes immediately from 5.25% down to 5%. So any loans tied to the prime rate, business loans, credit cards, car loans, mortgages, student loans, all those things just came down by another quarter. They'd cut a quarter earlier in June.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure they're going to do it again this year. They may. It depends on what the data is. The data has been getting weaker, but not as weak as you'd normally think you'd have to get a Fed rate cut. But they're concerned about the Middle East situation we just talked about. They're concerned about the trade tensions with China.
Exactly.
They're concerned about Brexit, which is about to happen, what that's going to affect in Europe. So there's a lot of kind of negative factors. Another one is the whole Hong Kong situation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's quiet
a bit right now, but they're still holding their ground, aren't they?
14 weeks of major protests. It's getting more and more violent. And the Chinese have troops right on the border, ready to go at any time. It's very big for China is what they call social order. They want to make sure there's not a lot of social order right now in Hong Kong. and they just may not put up with it forever. If that were to happen, Bill, if they in effect invaded or imposed martial law on Hong Kong, and hopefully not, but if they had a Tiananmen Square kind of massacre, China would be an international pariah, and there would be no chance of having a trade deal with them, and that's very bad for the economy. So that's another kind of big threat hanging out over there.
Well, and that's the thing that's holding them back right now and keeping them at the border. But, you've got a lot of hawks there in Hong Kong that are saying, look, let's clean it up. We can't afford this to carry on like this because, we're looking bad here at home, right?
One short-term reason they're not doing it right away is their 70th anniversary of the founding in 1949 happens on October 1st. So they don't want this to happen before that. They might do it right after that, but they don't want to have become an international pariah right before their big celebration of their 70th anniversary.
Well, I guess with the Fed cutting rates, good news, all things considered. I think this plays a little bit into Donald Trump's hands. He's been asking for some support for the Fed, even though they're supposed to be neutral.
It helps a bit. He wants it much lower. I mean, the Fed's going down to 2. He wants it at 0, basically. So he's not going to get that.
No.
But at least things are going that way. And that should help support because consumers are hugely in debt. I mean, the numbers just came out, well over $1 trillion in credit card debt outstanding now.
Yeah.
And so, so it goes from 18.5 to 18.25. It's not going to help you that much because interest rates are so high. People who want to get better credit cards, here's a website for them, guidetocreditcard.com. You don't have to put up with these ridiculously high interest rates. There's plenty of cards out there with much lower rates and better perks than you're probably getting today.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, that kind of number. I mean, and bring into the mix student debt on top of that?
That's $1.6 trillion. That's right. Every year that we have another graduation.
So if you have both, you're really looking good, huh?
Which people do.
Yes, I know.
They do.
And how painful is that to watch all your hard-earned money, going into taking care of this kind of stuff?
Yeah,
exactly. So you need to, run, not walk, to your nearest surviving agent here, the Money Answers Man, and check out the website. Where do they need to go to take advantage of a lower interest rate?
So in MoneyAnswers.com, I've got a link to guidetocreditcard.com where you can find, and depends on your situation. Do you want the lowest interest rate? Do you want the best perks? Do you want frequent flyer miles, cash back? There's lots of different cards out there, depending on your situation. Have one or two cards where you concentrate your spending and get the best deal for yourself.
Exactly. And tuition debt. You have some good ideas in terms of what we can do to lower that.
The best thing you can do is to refinance your student loans, where you have a bunch of different student loans, both private and federal, into one at a much lower interest rate. A place to help you there is called Splash Financial. So their website is splashfinancial.com, and then just do /moneyanswers. You get $300 off your first payment that way, and at least you're paying a 3% instead of a higher rate and helping
get
out.
Exactly. He is America's Money Answers Man, Jordan Goodman. Jordan, remind him again where they can go for more information.
MoneyAnswers.com. I'm always glad to answer emails from your listeners, Bill.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed.
field. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just like that, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there, including all the podcasts of these great interviews from these great guests that we have. Because we're givers, they're absolutely free. Just download it, share it with your friends, your family, your neighbors, because we go well beyond the 8-second sound bites. I mean, you get enough of 8-second sound bites. It's important that you get the whole truth and nothing but as we continue to drill deep on all these issues, whether it has to do with Joe Biden and his son Hunter, or climate, you name it. We're all over it. Hey, with us right now, Samantha Mao. She is the good news girl. And Sam, you know, it's so important. I was thinking about this today again, about having you here. As Sam, of course, featured at BillMartinezLive.com, to Sam, at Sam's Corner. And she reports every week on these viral videos so that we can kind of chuckle and get away from this, politics stuff. Because what happens, you know, especially now as we're getting into the, you know, it's like we've never been out of, it seems like, a campaign cycle. It's like everything is about politics. And when everything is about politics, it's like, you know, it gets kind of draining and emotional and everything. And it's like, I don't know how much of, the political arena we can say, you know, makes us smile, maybe laugh at somebody, but not necessarily smile and feel that, we're better as a result because of all this negative reporting from, you know, the world of politics that's been coming our way, you know?
Don't you wish they would debate something more? I guess that's not usually part of debate.
Yeah.
But you want to hear something just a little bit more positive, you know, just like maybe end on a nice note. And, there is a lot of good news out there, so I'm always happy to bring it to you.
Right, exactly. Well, maybe, you know, kind of like what Donald Trump said when he took over, he said, you know,
by way of regulations, that every new regulation, if you remember, he said every new regulation he was going to have to eliminate two. Now I think the ratio is like for every new, there's like 20, 22 regulations that are going by the wayside. Maybe we need to do the same thing with politics, is that for every political thing comes out, we need to at least speak positively about something, you know, to balance it out, maybe 2-to-1 ratio, if that would be possible. Of course, I'm totally delusional right now in thinking that could be a possibility, especially in this hyper, you know, political environment in which we live in. But look at, hey, let's talk about some fun stuff here. And you've got a situation where in Iowa, what was it? A man was giving beer money from for a fundraiser to a hospital that went absolutely viral. What's all that about? Hello? Did I lose you? Sam? I mentioned beer money and she passed out. Either that or, she hit the disconnect button and says, okay, well, we're not going to have fun. We're just going to talk too much about all this other stuff. But, we got a lot of things here to talk about. But the first one is this, I guess this gentleman was giving his beer money for a fundraiser to a hospital. And I don't know what happened. So we'll stand by for her. But also a couple other while we're waiting here on her. There was a school bus driver. He forms a special bond with a 5-year-old student, and that was captured on video. That was really, really cool. And a blind singer, I don't know if you've seen this, this is phenomenal. On America's Got Talent, this blind singer with autism, he wins America's Got Talent. Okay, so she is back. All right, Sam, I didn't mean to shake you up here. So what's the story? Because all I got is that we've got somebody giving their beer money for a fundraiser to a hospital. What happened?
That's right. So Carson King, his BMO, so this is how it started. It's the $1 million viral gag. Carson King was at a college game day, and he had a sign asking Busch Light to funnel all the money to give him a donation, mm-hmm. and he gave his BMO Carson King 25. Uh-huh. And he's like, I need Busch Light money, give me money for Busch Light. And so he actually ends up getting money. People see him in the background of his college game day, and they start sending him money. He gets $20,000. And now he's...
And all he wanted was a beer?
All he wanted was a beer. Can you believe this? It's amazing.
So forget about John 3:16. We want beer money, and everybody responds to that, right?
That's right. So for some reason, people start sending money to Carson. Mm. And he gets all this money on his BMO, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to give it to the Children's Hospital.
Oh, good.
So he decides to give it to the Children's Hospital, but it doesn't end there. He decides, so it keeps going, and different places like BMO and Busch Light have all contributed to this. It ends up being over $1 million spent.
all for the sake of one beer.
Hospital. That's right. And
unbelievable.
What's really cool is they said they wanted to, so Busch Light is actually giving Carson beer for a year.
Wow.
And they put his, they said it needed to be, he's Carson King. They said this beer needed to be fit for King. So he's getting Busch Light for a year with his picture on it. It says Carson King. They call him their hero. Isn't that an amazing story?
Well, it's a great story for Bush. I mean, for them to get this kind of publicity and everything.
Oh, yeah.
To give Carson, they should give him Bud Light for life, for all the traction that this has gotten. This is awesome. Well, good for him. What a great idea. Starts out really simple deal. Hey, I want some beer money. Why not? Just a joke, right? And, So I guess everybody's idea of beer money was $15,000, and now it's turned into he doesn't have to worry about beer. The tough thing is that when he's at a stadium, is getting beer there because, as we know, stadium beer much more expensive.
More expensive.
I'm sure he can't go there and show his ID card. Go, well, I am Carson King. I am supposed to get Bud Light for the rest of my life. Well, not here, Bucko. Busch Light, rather. Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
That's funny.
So I think I love that he gave it to the Children's Hospital because it started off something silly, but it should be something that ends up like benefiting so many people.
Well, good for him.
They're telling the positive impact that they'll have down the line. So it's something kind of goofy.
Yeah, but this says a lot about the guy's character. I mean, how many people would have just taken the money and ran, right? But
right.
You know.
Wow. Well, good. Good on him. That's awesome. Now, we mentioned that we got a school bus driver who has formed an incredible bond with a 5-year-old student. What happened here?
So this is down in Florida. Arletha Sherman, she's a bus driver for a school in Jacksonville, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And she said no matter how bad her day is, she knows it's going to get better once she gets up and gets going. And that's all thanks to a 5-year-old girl named Anna Hobson.
Mm-hmm.
So Anna was born with a rare and it's progressive neuromuscular disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And she just has the most positive, bubbly attitude. And she's on Ms. Sherman's bus route. So, you know, her parents, actually Anna's parents said they noticed it about a year ago, that the special bond between her and Ms. Sherman, Anna missed a day of school, and Ms. Sherman came at the end of the day. She pulls up her bus and she wants to check on Anna.
Hmm.
Well, one thing led to another, and then so for the next kind of special event that occurred, it was Anna's birthday, and Ms. Sherman bought her a tiara and a pretty dress and decorated the bus for her.
Oh, is that cool?
And it led to the next thing that actually ended up with Anna being in Ms. Sherman's wedding. She was the flower girl, and her parents had always hoped to see her in a wedding, and she got to dance with her dad, and it was a really special bond. And if you have the chance to watch the story, I really suggest anybody check it out. It is just such a sweet bond that these two have, and you know, you could just tell Arletha just it seems like it's almost changed her to have the relationship with Anna, and it kind of changes you by finding out about how special their relationship is together.
Again, this reminds you just how important relationships are, that we're not islands unto ourselves, and there are people out there just blessing one another. And this is way cool, and it's at Sam's Corner, okay? Just go to Sam's Corner, click on it, and watch this video. This is going to touch your heart and probably change your attitude about being a friend. And, you know, as they say, if you want friends, be a friend. And you'd be surprised at how many people be hanging around you, right, Sam? That's why everywhere you go, people think you're like you're the queen of England. I mean, they're chasing you down.
Well, you know, just I always thought, you know, I want to be somebody like little Anna there and Arletha and just kind of be the sunshine in somebody's day. And I think we
exactly.
can all do it even with something small.
Yeah, really, in very small ways. Exactly right. This blind singer with autism winning America's Got Talent. This is incredible. Tell the audience about that, Sam.
So back in May, this 23-year-old singer, Cody Lee, he actually came onto stage of America's Got Talent, and he was assisted by his mother and a cane as he walked up. He has something called optic nerve hypoplasia, which caused him to become blind, and he was also diagnosed with autism and suffers from Addison's disease, which is a life-threatening disorder. And he is the winner of America's Got Talent this year. If you heard him sing, he just sounds like an angel. And I just think it's so cool to see somebody like that just persevere and overcome things. You know, I'm sure a lot of your audience has gotten to see him on America's Got Talent, but I hadn't gotten to see it, and it's just an amazing, you know, until we actually sat down and watched him, and it's breathtaking.
Yeah.
He's amazing. It doesn't matter his disability or anything like that. It's just, you love to see like somebody like that winning.
Exactly.
It
was kind of like that story. Remember that female singer? Was it Boyle? Christine? Well, I can't remember her first name. But anyway, when they first saw her, she wasn't very pleasing to the eye, but she had a voice that would not quit. Remember? And
I remember
so
the British lady.
Yes, British lady. Yeah, exactly. And, of course, doing very well now and got fixed up and fancied up and everything like that. So now has a look to go along with this incredible voice of hers. And same type of reaction. But here in this particular case with this young man, I mean, wow, it is really, really special. Sam, you're special, and I appreciate you coming on. And there's so much more that we can talk about. But, hey, look, you hear the music. It's time to dance off stage left here. She's got University of Georgia fan staging a pink out to honor Arkansas State coach's wife. Biker stop at a lemonade stand of a girl whose mom helped them after a crash. And a mom finally has a girl after having 10 boys. You can imagine what that must be. It reminds me of a personal story that we'll share another day. Samantha Mao, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live.
you'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and...